Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Off the ball. Rugby.
He's come through a pretty good rugby career and a very strong coaching career, but nothing was handed to him.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta after they hammered Atletico Madrid 4-0. Arne Slot says Liverpool have no excuses despite their travel disruption on their way to Frankfurt. And Jet Zhu says she's delighted to get back into the Ireland squad ahead of Friday night's Nations League clash with Belgium. First to last night and the Champions League action, Arsenal scored 4 second-half goals to take care of Atletico Madrid at the Emirates Stadium. Goals from Gabriel Martinelli, and 2 in 3 minutes for Swedish striker Victor Gyökeres made it a miserable night for Diego Simeone's men. It finished 4-0. Arteta added the 2 goals for Gyökeres will hopefully give him some momentum.
He's so physical, he opens the spaces for everybody, the way he presses the ball, holds the ball. It's just phenomenal. And the biggest thing that we're going to debate about him is goals. He certainly scored 2 very different ones today, and hopefully he starts to get some momentum and a good run of goals.
Manchester City ended their winless run away from home in the Champions League. They beat Villarreal 2-0 in Spain. Erling Haaland and Bernardo Silva scored the goals for Pep Guardiola's side.
Pleased that Erling scored again, and pleased that Bernardo make an incredible header again. If you analyse the first half and some moments in the second, we have a real, real clear chances. They have two, three chances at the end, but in general, we make a good performance.
The Catalan coach heaped praise on his Portuguese midfielder, Bernardo Silva.
Bernardo's a little bit like Messi. It's a hammer. They have a hammer in the neck. They are so good. They are small, but it's so good in the head contact.
Newcastle got the better of Jose Mourinho's Benfica side with a 3-0 win at St James's Park. Anthony Gordon got the first goal. Harvey Barnes scored twice in the second half. Boss Eddie Howe says it was a top display from his side.
That's the level that we want to be at. And we've been threatening, I think, sort of putting a performance like that together. But today we got both. We got another clean sheet. We scored some goals. Confidence returned to our attacking players. So it's a good night for us.
Newcastle have 6 points from 9 in Europe this season, but they've struggled domestically. They've 9 points from their first 8 games. Howe says he's puzzled as to why his side can't replicate their European form in the Premier League.
When you see us play like we did tonight and how we attacked and the amount of chances we created, that's a difficult one for us to work out, but all we can do is return to the Premier League and return with the same attitude. I think if the attitude's there, the quality will show.
Elsewhere in the Champions League last night, holders PSG won 7-2 away to Bayer Leverkusen. Both sides had a player sent off in the first half. 10-man Napoli were hammered 6-2 away to PSV Eindhoven, despite going ahead through Scott McTominay, who scored both goals. Borussia Dortmund won 4-2 away to Copenhagen, and Inter won 4-0 away to Union Saint-Gilloise. In the early games, Barcelona won 6-1 at home to 10-man Olympiacos. Fermín López scored a hat-trick, Marcus Rashford got 2, and Lamine Yamal scored a penalty. Kairat Almaty and Pavos drew 0-0. The Cypriots had a man sent off after just 4 minutes. Arsenal, PSG and Inter are the only teams with 3 wins from 3 so far, but Bayern Munich, Real Madrid and Karabag could join them on 9 points tonight. Arne Slot insists Liverpool's travel disruption won't be an excuse when they face Eintracht Frankfurt in Germany tonight. He had to cancel his pre-match press conference at Deutsche Bank Park after the squad's flight from John Lennon Airport was delayed for around 4 hours due to technical issues with their plane. Liverpool are aiming to end a run of 4 losses in a row. Ryan Gravenberch didn't travel due to an ankle injury that he suffered against Manchester United on Sunday, but the Dutch midfielder could be back for Saturday's trip to Brentford. Wataru Endo is back in contention. He's with the squad after recovering from a hamstring problem. Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca admits suspensions and injuries have made it hard to find the right balance to his team. They've had a red card in 5 of their last 6 matches. Enzo Fernandez, Cole Palmer and Liam Delap face time on the sidelines. Maresca's side hosts Ajax in the Champions League tonight.
It's very difficult, especially because many of the injuries we had has been the day before the game or 2 days before the game, when we are already an idea about the game. But it's something that we are trying to, you know, to adapt and try to learn.
Tosin Adarabayo is one of the players who can lead the club forward in Europe. The 28-year-old is the squad's most experienced player. He says he's not putting too much pressure on being one of the senior figures at the club.
I feel my age. I feel 28 years of age. It's a great age, and I've still got a long way to go in the game. I think 28 is a great age to start kicking on and doing great things.
Tottenham boss Thomas Frank says it could take a while before big money signing Xavi Simons finds his best form. The Netherlands international is yet to score and has just one assist in his 8 games since he joined from RB Leipzig. Spurs are away to Monaco tonight.
New country, new club, new city, you know, just need to settle in. And it is part of it, you know, we're all getting judged every game. But we also need to see the little bit bigger perspective and see it over time. And I always look for glimpses and bits and pieces we're working at.
Elsewhere tonight, Real Madrid could welcome back Trent Alexander-Arnold from injury for their home game against Juventus. Sporting are at home to an in-form Roberto De Zerbi's Marseille. Bayern Munich, who've secured Vincent Kompany's future until 2029, are at home to Club Brugge. Atalanta welcome Slavia Prague to Bergamo. The early games will see Galatasaray take on Bodo Glimt in Istanbul. Athletic Bilbao are at home to Karabag.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
The controversial plan to stage the La Liga match between Barcelona and Villarreal in Miami in December has been cancelled. La Liga said the decision's been made due to the uncertainty that has arisen in Spain over the past few weeks. The plan had come in for heavy criticism, with claims it would affect the competition's integrity. Villarreal would have been the designated home team, but it was more likely to have felt like an extra game for Barca at home, given their global fan base. Players protested against the move in the current round of La Liga matches when they refused to move for the first 15 seconds of each game. La Liga president Javier Tebas says the decision to cancel the game is a lost opportunity. Jesu is back in the Ireland squad ahead of Friday's first leg of their Nations League playoff against Belgium. The Dubliner, who's on loan from West Ham at Bristol City in WSL2, has been through her injury issues, recently suffering 2 ACL tears in 3 years. She last put on a green jersey back in July 2024 in the 3-1 win over France in Cork. She's now ready to help the team qualify for League A of the Nations League.
The ultimate prize for any football player to play with your national team. So yeah, I just kept my head down club level, just hoping that, you know, I'll get back to this stage, and here I am today. So I'm just, yeah, I'm happy and proud of myself to get back here.
Saoirse Noonan's been continuing to score goals in Scotland for Celtic. The Cork woman has 4 league goals this season. She scored in the 2-1 loss to Glasgow City on Sunday before she came into camp. The 26-year-old says it was good to get on the score sheet again before meeting up with the squad.
Yeah, look, I think it's always going to be a tough game against Glasgow, and we probably took too long to get going. But yeah, on a personal level, I was obviously happy to get 1 goal, probably could have got 2 or 3. But yeah, I think just as a collective, we just didn't get going quick enough, and that was it. And you can't let that happen against top sides. And look, as you said, there's still loads of football to be played, and it was just important, I think, for me to get that goal before coming into camp as well, which was nice.
Danny Rowell knows the only way he'll convince Rangers fans he's the right person to lead the team is by winning games. The German will take charge of his first game tomorrow night when they face Bran in the Europa League. Rowell has signed a 2.5-year contract to replace the sacked Russell Martin.
At first, you have to win games. Then we can speak about play attractive football. And if you do these points in this order, then we have straighter togetherness with our fans again.
And on this week's episode of Matthew Brennan's Green Scene, Sammy Smodic's recent non-appearances for Ireland have somewhat proved a bone of contention with Irish fans. Matthew joined Ger and Colm on Tuesday's Off the Ball Breakfast, and they discussed what games he has and hasn't played over the last while.
Sammy Smodic thing. What's going on here?
So right? Sammy Smodic, I'm sure people have seen this, and if you haven't, I'll explain. Sammy Smodic has been getting a good bit of heat. He played the game against Hungary and then dropped out of squad before Armenia and went back to Ipswich and played, I think, 30 minutes off the bench in the first game back after the international break and was called up by Hamer Hallgrimsson. He did drop out of that squad, the most recent one, before our game against Portugal. Prior to that, had played 90 minutes in the East Anglia derby against Norwich. 86 minutes, I think he came off. At the weekend, on Friday, starting for Ipswich against Middlesbrough. So people have been sort of questioning where his priorities are in terms of club football and Irish football. Now, I would be the first to say that I totally understand having your priorities with your club because that's where your bread is buttered. But in the same breath, that is no good to Ireland.
We don't know what the pressure he's under from the club, who have given him potentially Premier League wages, even though they're not in the Premier League. I suspect week in, week out, playing for his club, they understand how to unlock him a bit more than we do. Like, he'd be in ahead of Finn Azaz in the team when the team gets named and we play that with that formation. Maybe the manager picks him in the next squad and sees what happens. Would you go as far as not putting him in the next squad?
No. I would put him in the next squad, yeah.
Okay, so name him, see what happens. And if he pulls out again, then you're like, all right, maybe it's not us, it's you.
And if you want to hear more about how Irish footballers are getting on in the UK and around Europe, you can listen to The Green Scene in your OTB football feed, and you can become a member and subscribe at offtheball.com/join. Remember, Off The Ball Breakfast is free each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app and on YouTube. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I will be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.